Let's go to David in South Bath. David, morning.
Good morning, John.
Your question to the leader of Bath and North East Somerset Council, Dina Romero.
Yeah, morning, Dina, David.
Hi.
Regarding the Twofer field, given the broad church of opposition to the destruction of the field, so that's Bath's own professional ecologist three times, the Avon Wildlife Trust chief exec, and a petition now we've got over 5,000 signatures. Can you confirm how committed you and the council are to the declaration of an ecological emergency in Bath?
Hi, David. I think you're one of the Davids that I've spoken to on residence calls, aren't you?
Yes, you have engaged, to be fair. Yes, you have. Yeah.
Dina Romero.
Thank you very much for that question. And can I just say that, you know, the land at the back of those houses on English Coombe Lane, you know, it is, I think we are all very well aware of the ecological value of that land. And all I can say at this moment in time is that we're currently looking at options about sort of the next steps. So obviously I will keep you and residents locally fully updated as and when I can.
For those who don't know, this is a piece of land which is considered to be a nature reserve. The planning permission was passed under the Conservative administration to build homes on it, some 37 homes. I'm just looking at the front page of your corporate strategy here, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. We are committed to addressing the climate and nature emergency and to playing our part in the urgent action needed for this. How can you be building homes on a piece of land such as this, if you are going to be doing the climate and ecology emergency that you've declared as a council?
Can I just correct something? It's not actually a nature reserve.
Some considered it to be a nature reserve.
Its official classification is a site of conservation interest, and it's, yeah, and so it has never been a nature reserve, as I think ordinary people might
as I said,
wander about and you know, look at nice things. So it's been in the local plan for the last 20 odd years. It was originally put into the local plan about, as I said, about 20 years ago by the planning inspector, who deemed it then to be a suitable piece of land for building houses on. And since then, it's sort of sat in that the local plan, and I think, you know, over the years there has been some consideration about building some houses there. As you say, it was under the last Conservative administration, that a planning application was put in to build 37 houses on that piece of land.
Yep.
And it was only then during the planning process that the full extent of the ecological value of that piece of land became apparent.
So you recognise that it has an ecological value, this piece of land. So I come back to paragraph 4 of your strategy, which says that we are committed to addressing the climate emergency and to playing our part in the urgent action needed for this. So you recognise that it's got an ecological value. How on earth does that sit then with the council's committed values? You've objected to Bristol Airport, you've done other things from the point of view of environment, you've stated it in here, but you're going to potentially allow 37 homes to be built on a piece of valuable ecological land.
Okay, so the value of the ecology is going to be, you know, sort of graded, I suppose. And it's, you know, it's how valuable it actually would be that I think needs to be considered. So there's, if you want a little bit of detail on this, there's three twofer flushes, and they're caused by the kind of line sort of percolating out of the ground, and they create an environment for sort of certainly unique to that particular location, flora and therefore fauna as well. And so the options that we're considering is how, you know, best we can recognise the actual value of those twofer flushes.
Okay, let's go back to David in South Bath. What are you thinking, David? Because obviously, as you say, over 5,000 people have signed a petition against this development of Twofer Field.
Yeah, well, I think we're just our hope and our absolute desire, really, John, is for DINA to, as you said, that the stated position of the council after declaring the emergency was to resist the destruction of habitats. And it was about a week before this went to planning committee, so this seemed the perfect example and opportunity for the council to follow it up with a substantive act to support the ecological emergency. So we hope that, you know, they follow their policy.
Okay.
Can I just come back, actually?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
One of the problems we've got is that every piece of land that exists is going to have some ecological value. So, you know, we need to make sure that we've got a balance between, you know, what we also need, which is more housing. And we've also been, you know, asked to build in excess of 13,500 more houses in Bath and North East Somerset as well. So, you know, it's always going to be a question of balancing both the sort of the needs of our communities as well as the sort of nature and climate emergency. But I'm absolutely not trying to back away from what we've said about the ecological emergency at all. I just needed to put that piece in as well.
Okay, David in South Bath, thank you very much indeed. Quick yes or no answer then. You've already said no to Bristol Airport. Yes or no to the development of Tougher Fields?
As I said, we're looking at the various options that we have. So I'll come back to you when a decision is made on that.
Don't quite understand why you're sort of reticent to give a yes or no when you were so forthright on Bristol Airport and the ecological damage that was going to cause to the West.
Well, that was ecological and also part of the climate emergency. So that was also based on the carbon emissions, as you know, and it is a slightly different issue to this particular field and the particular circumstances that surround this field.
Just wanted to give you the opportunity because I know that many people are very concerned about this.